एवरीवन, आई एम मनोज साठे एंड वी आर गोइंग टू लर्न टुडे चैप्टर नंबर 16 अंडर फंक्शनल एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन. दिस चैप्टर्स नेम इज प्रिपरेशन ऑफ बजट. सो यू मे थिंक द बजट इज ऑल टुगेदर ए फाइनेंस रिलेटेड कॉन्सेप्ट, देन हाउ कम इट इज कमिंग इन टू फंक्शनल एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन डिपार्टमेंट. सो वी विल सी, ऑल्दो बजट इज ए फाइनेंस रिलेटेड कॉन्सेप्ट, बट इट इज ए इंटीग्रल पार्ट ऑफ एनी फंक्शनल एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन डिपार्टमेंट. सो we are covering the preparation of budget in this functional administration. So let's see what is been budget. So budget is defined as a financial statement prepared and approved prior to a defined period of time, showing plan income to be generated and a probable expenditure during the referred period. So this is the simple definition of budget. Many financial thinkers, they have defined the budget term in complex or related to the finance related definition, but this is a simple definition of budget. So it is a financial approved statement. Accomplishment of numerous prime as well as miscellaneous activities of administration to require funds. So what it includes a numerous as prime as well as secondary activities of administration that requires a necessary fund. Maybe it is a filing, maybe it is vehicles, maybe it is a traveling part, any thing which functional administration department has to covers the expenses. So budgeting refers to the preparation of estimates of various expenses toward proposed activities of administration department. Then activity wise planning and projection of expenses in advance in the form of a departmental budget helps the administration in effectively achieving its set objectives and goals. So with the help of budget, we can effectively set the objectives as well as the goals, plus we can project the particular expense. So certain loans has to taken by the company, they can plan accordingly with the taking view of the functional administration periodic budget. Then operating expenses. What are the operating expenses? So operating expenses are the cost expected by a company, by each of its different departments, to produce a product or to service for the customers. So this is called operating expenses. Examples of these departments include manufacturing, advertising and sales. So all this comes under operating expenses, because to produce any product for manufacturing basis, manufacturer department will occur a cost, that is called operating cost. If you want to advertise anywhere, whether it is print media or social media, any type of advertisement will involve a operating expense. So any type of sales activity, you have to print the brochures and publicity material requires, or you have to do any sales related promotional events like road shows, seminars, etc., that will need a operating expense, and for that you have to include that much operating expense in the periodic budget. Then next part is the administrative expenses. So administrative expenses are the cost incurred by a business on a more general basis and not associated with a specific department. So this is like a general administrative cost, the general cost of the courier, not specific to particular department. General cost for the all the ACs, AC units in a particular office, the general cost of the security department of a particular plant. So it is not particular department focus, it is general. So these expenses are grouped with individuals who perform non-technical support activities for a business, including secretaries and receptionists, etc. So one example of an administrative expense would be the salaries and the benefits for secretaries and a receptionist. Another example would be the office supplies, telephone bills and the postage used for the business. So this is the example of administrative expense. Administrative expense can be any type. It can be the fuel consumed for official fleet the company is using, maybe the stationery or the electricity, all this coming into administrative expense. So out of this, salaries have major part in the administrative expenses. Otherwise, yes, telephone bills and other small things has a minimum percentage in these administrative expenses. So budget categories are derived from management objectives and show the priorities of a business for a quarter or a fiscal year. Managers can use the administrative budget to assess the success of their objectives over the time. Then next important thing is about the time frames of the budget. Administrative budgets may be drafted annually, quarterly, monthly, but all budgets are created for a specific time frame. Yes, it depends company to company, business unit to business unit, plant to plant, regional office to regional office. It may vary. Some companies, they have the policy of making annual budgets, some they do monthly, some they do quarterly. But all budgets should be time bound. They should not do a budgeting without a timeline. There should be a timeline. This budget is for next 4 months. This budget is for next week. This budget is for next month. Without time factor, there is no significance of any budget. Then non-product related thing, administrative costs are rarely tied to an actual product or service. The term or the items purchased through the administrative budget usually relate to supporting a company's human resources and operations. So this is non-product related aspect. Administrative staff members create this budget on behalf of other staff as they understand the logical needs of the company. So accounting departments may use business budgets to cover payroll taxes, legal and product fees. So not necessary the account department prepares the budget. This budget may be prepared by the actual functional person or the staff who knows or who works in the particular division. Maybe the coordinating person may be from the accounting department. Then the measurement. Management measures the success of the administrative budget based on the effectiveness of the budget and the ability to stay within the project estimation. For example, excessive legal fees in an administrative budget are an indication of a poor crisis management techniques or a faulty contract view. So as this case, excessive legal fees in administrative budget, so that means is a poor crisis management. So why one has to pay excess legal fees? So they should have planned this thing properly in budget. So it is a example of faulty contract review. Then managers can make adjustment to the practices of overall company to avoid these excessive cost in the next period. So they should take note from what are the mistakes happen in the past budget and they should implement it in the successive budgets. Then another important part is the reporting structure in the functional administrative accounting team. Small business owners may create their administrative budget along with a profit and loss statement for their business or sales projections for the upcoming year. So this is applicable for the SMEs, that is small business unit. Then when it comes to the larger corporations with ethical responsibilities to shareholders, release public financial statements indicating how their budget estimations compare with actual expenses. So for public listed companies, it is mandatory to mention their all the expenses in their profit and loss account at the end of the annual in their annual report because it is public limited company, so they are listed company. So last, the rules for budget exposure of their budget details. For large corporation it is different. Small business units, they don't have to publish it publicly. For same goes with the family owned organization or partnership firm, they don't have to follow these type of norms. Then reporting. To avoid discrepancies, corporations often have departments in house that exclusively handle budgeting and reporting. So every company has specialized reporting staff. Majorly they are from CA background. They have specialized reporting staff who does the reporting job only. They are not involved in any other financial budgeting or anything. Their job is to just do reporting. So what is their job? Main job is they have to follow any discrepancies arising in the handling of budgeting and reporting. Budget center is a section of an organization. Then every company or organization has a budget committee, which is constituted with the combination of all major functional heads. Then there is a budget controller also. So who is the budget controller? Budget controller is the person responsible for preparation of budget, who coordinates with the various departments in the organization. So he is the coordinator, nothing but. So budget manual is a document of policies and the procedures in the preparation of and implementation of the budget control system. So every company has their budget manual designed by the finance staff with the consultation of other department. Then what is the process flow chart for the budgeting? First, department level discussion takes place. Then revised draft estimates, if they want to rectify certain corrections or some figures there to change, they do changes in that estimates. That is why I call revised draft estimates. Then negotiation of budget. So they have to internally discuss if the administration department is saying the administrative expense budget for the next quarter is say 50 lakh. So accounts or finance department may argue with them. They will not say, they say that last year's the budget, expected budget was only 20 lakhs. How can they sanction budget more than double? So these type of negotiations takes place in the formation of budget. Then post negotiation of budget. So after deciding the final figure also, some post negotiations can also happen. Then coordination and review. So periodic review is necessary. For that, periodic coordination is required from functional administrative team, HR team, finance team, accounts team, as well as from reporting team. Then acceptance and communication. So all these things, the finance department, financial reporting department, as well as the company secretary, as well as HR and admin department, plays a crucial role in all this flow. Then sample heads of account under budgeting. What are the different heads of account under the budgeting? First is the purchase of capital equipment. Then engaging or renewing contract services. Then communication expenses. Then expansion of a specific activity. If you want to do any expansion of specific activity, then you have to mention in that budget. Then also, if you want to put expense for renewing contract, future contract, then you have to maintain that amount in that particular budget. So requirement of additional manpower, such other accounts which may be variable or semi-variable. So sometimes it is not under the fixed cost, it may vary depending on the manpower. If you have 50 number of manpower, the cost will be different. If you have 500 numbers of manpower, then the cost will be differ. So that is why it varies depending on the additional manpower. So manpower analysis also you should do in consultation of HR department. Then coming types of budget. What are the different types of budget? First is the capital budget. So what is the capital budget? In this, asset based cost is of either fixed, movable or immovable items like purchase of land, building, machinery and equipment has been recorded. So these are usually planned in advance for the following year by each functional department, furnishing approximate values of the proposed items projected under this type of budget. So this is called capital budget. Next is the revenue budget. Expenses pertaining to all operative items such as raw material, water, power, maintenance, security, housekeeping, communication, etc. all fall under the scope of revenue budget. So first case, major emphasis on the capital. This case, major emphasis on the maintenance, security, housekeeping. Hence the name is the revenue budget. Then contingent budget. So some corporates provide for a contingent budgets to meet certain unforeseen procurement. So this type of budget not all corporates does, because those who wants to take care of extra precaution, they only do this type of budget. So it may be necessitated as a result of certain technological development or government impositions or modifications in the import or export policies in the international market. So again, who will decide this figure? So the concerned departments will decide the contingent budget figure based on the historical data, historical statement, historical P&L, expense statement, etc. So they will decide whether there is a need for this type of budget or no. Then guidelines for administrative budget preparations. First is manufacturing, selling, distribution and R&D expenses do not come under administrative budgeting. So all these expenses like R&D, selling, distribution is not part of administrative budgeting. That budgeting is different. Then capital expenses, purchase of additional computer system for administration, replacement of furniture, etc. This is all a part of capital expenses. Then annual maintenance contract, we already studied in our earlier chapter, MNC. MNC is a very important agreement which is a part of functional administrative department in any of the business unit. So MNC contract, which includes security, housekeeping, firefighting, photocopying, fax machines, the EPBX connections, air conditioning, DG sets, compressors, etc. So all these covers under the MNC, that is annual maintenance contract. Then next is power and water, power charges, transformer oil change charge, electrical inspection charges, DG set, duty for power generation, water charges, water testing charges, etc. All will cover under the power and water charges. So this is the guideline for administrative budget preparations. Then statutory and legal expenses, renewal of licenses, registrations and property tax. So these type of thing you should consider in the budgeting under the head of statutory and legal expenses. Certain type of licenses you have to renew after further period of time. Certain registrations you have to do the again registration. You have to certain annual fees you have to, if any business contract is done, you have to renew it after a particular time. Taxes, you have to pay the taxes to local authorities in a stipulated time. Then welfare and services like canteen, staff transportation, recreation like fine arts, sports and get-togethers, open house programs. So you have to allocate certain type of budget for the recreational activities which are related to welfare and services also. Then repairs and maintenance, you have to have some allocation for repairs and maintenance also. So which includes painting, furniture and fixtures, plumbing, civil modifications, renovations, repair of vehicles, computers and its peripherals device. Then last is that miscellaneous services. So what are the different miscellaneous services? Printing, stationery, postal and courier expenses, book and periodicals, first aid, ambulance, need based things, aesthetics and floor arrangements. So if your company is having policy to decorate your head office with flowers every day and like that, so you have to put these things also in the, you take care this thing in the budgetary part. If certain company subscribe foreign publications like periodicals, book, journals, etc. So all these things you should include in your functional administrative budget. So let's see, this is the example of a expense budget. This is an example budget prepared for the ending date, that is 30th April 2010. So what it includes? It includes various costs. So the cost has been divided into fixed cost and various cost, the variable cost. Fixed cost will not change if the number of units of production will change. The fixed cost will remain same. Mostly it includes the things related to the assets of the company. So their cost is fixed. Where is raw materials, the salaries of the employees, miscellaneous charges, etc., which are the part of the variable cost. So in the particular budgeting section, you see there are two columns, two figures. First is the budget and next is the actual. So budgeted was so much and what are the actual expenses happened. So next column is the variance. So what is the actual difference, whether the budgeted figure was higher or whether the budgeted figure was lower. So all these figures of variance were, it is written in the red, you will see where it is, the difference has arise in budgeting and the actual. So that means if the more red figures, that means budgeting was not proper. So here we can see 30% cases the red figures are arising, rest it is in the blue figure, that means it is matching what has been included in the budget and what was actual. So these type of budgeting can be done with help of the finance department, accounting team, HR team and administration team. So in this case, lot of things we can do with the help of the past statistics. So that is why many complex systems are used in the case of budgeting. Again, it will vary from case to case, company to company. So thank you. This is all about the preparation of budget in connection with the functional administration department. Thank you.